Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Adam Purcell. I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope that you've had a fantastic week and that you're going to have a great Friday and a great weekend. This past Sunday, we continued our series in the Gospel of John that we're calling I Am. And each week we've said that I am determines who I am. And I mentioned this to you on the DriveCast on Monday, but John chapter 11 really is one of my favorite passages in the entire scripture. I feel like it just raises and addresses so many things that we wonder about and we think about. And Jesus's big I am statement in John chapter 11, which certainly I would encourage you to go check out on your own, is Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. And that is such great news, because Jesus there is telling us that he being the resurrection is the reversal of death, or the undoing of death. And since he also claims to be the life, he's also telling us that he's the opposite of death. And this is where it's a great reminder for us who already know and love Jesus. We've already trusted him to save us from our sin. And we know that when we die, just like he was resurrected, he will resurrect our very same bodies, and we will live and enjoy with him forever. It's a great reminder for me, and I would say also for all of us, that God has given his children, sons and daughters by adoption through trusting Jesus, an incredible gift and responsibility. And that is to take the message of Jesus, that he is the resurrection and the life, that God loves the world and he is inviting the world to trust his son Jesus. Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. And because he is the resurrection and the life, on the third day, he conquered death and he rose from the dead, and he invites everybody everywhere to receive forgiveness of sin, to trust him and to know him and enjoy him forever. And if you are a Christ follower, you know that message, you carry that message with you, and you and I have an incredible opportunity to lovingly, gently, humbly let other people know that Jesus is the best, that he is the resurrection, and that he is the life. And if you say no to Jesus, or if you aren't aware of who Jesus is and what he has done for you, what that means is that you are missing out on the resurrection and the life. And so I want to challenge you to pray this morning on this Friday, as you think about all the cool things hopefully you'll get to do this weekend. I want you to think about, just for a minute with us together this morning, about how God might be inviting you to be more involved in his mission to see people reconciled to him through trusting Jesus Christ. Who does God bring to mind that maybe doesn't know him yet, and you can pray for them, and you can find a way to invite them to church, invite them to your life group, invite them to know Christ right there on the spot by sharing the good news of Jesus with them? And I also want to challenge you and encourage you to think about how you might be more involved in cross-cultural mission work. You know, maybe God's calling you to go on a short-term trip just for a week. Maybe God is stirring in you that you're going to uproot your life and you're going to move out of Central Ohio or wherever you live, and you're going to live abroad for the sake of the kingdom of Christ, so that you might make the name of Jesus known there. I don't know what God is calling you to do, but I know everyone is called to share the gospel. Everyone who knows Jesus is called to share Jesus. Everyone who knows Jesus is called to share Jesus. And that's challenging for me, and I'm sure it's challenging for you. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. Let's pray for maybe those people that God brought to mind just moments ago that maybe don't know the Lord yet, but you know them, and you're going to find ways to lift them up and share the gospel with them. And let's also ask the Lord just to help us to be humble and kind in our words, but also not to shrink back, and that we would not be a people who would fail to share the gospel generously and widely with everyone we come in contact with, and that we would be obedient to whatever God's calling us to. And so let's take a moment and let's pray over those things together, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint DriveCast. We truly do hope you have a fantastic weekend. We hope to see you at one of our four campuses, Lewis Center, Mount Vernon, Delaware, or Westerville. And again, we hope you have a great weekend. God bless.